Good morning. Welcome to this edition of Chamber Chat. I'm Jack Llewellyn from the Durango Chamber of Commerce. And for Chamber upcoming events, simply go to durangobusiness.org. I'm here with Doug McCarthy from the Southwest Health Alliance Steering Committee. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Jack. I'm great. Thanks so much for having me.
Well, no, I need to be thanking you and everybody. And yes, I'm on the committee, but I've missed quite a few meetings in the last couple months, and that's where all the excitement has been going on. So the Southwest Health Alliance, what, formed almost, I'm going to say, really, year and a half, 2 years ago.
That's right. It was originally an effort of the Local First and Local First Foundation, as they heard from their members about what are you doing about healthcare? And they realized they needed to do something. So they asked a bunch of us to help them out. And it's been a great ride, and we have some exciting news to share.
Well, and what's exciting is that it's coming to fruition. And I know yourself and others on the steering committee, I'll give a shout out to Monique DiGiorgio, because she has just done, she's taken this on and made it her mission to bring lower cost healthcare, health insurance to Southwest Colorado. So explain that process and, you know, kind of how this came about and who you've partnered with.
Sure. I would say Monique and her team initially did some focus groups with businesses across the community to find out what were their pain points in healthcare and health insurance. And then from that, they held a community meeting where they got a lot of feedback, and I was part of that as well. We then were very fortunate to find that there was another parallel effort going on in another mountain community up in Summit County. And we were able to partner with them. They are called the Peak Health Alliance. And we are officially partners. And we were able to work with them to create a new insurance product for the southwest of Colorado specifically that will dramatically save many people money on their health insurance premiums.
Now, what's exciting about not only just saving the healthcare insurance costs, but also what I've been impressed with Peak, because we have a group that we can work with that's been there, done that, for a lack of words. And Tamara and Claire have been wonderful guiding and working with us hand in hand through this whole process.
Yeah, I would say I've never seen a group that is so proactive in my entire business career. They are people who get things done. There are other efforts like this across the country that are still trying to figure it out, and we've got it. And you're right, it's been happening for a whole year currently in Summit County, and we're learning from their experiences, and we're just really fortunate to be able to do what we've done.
Now, I want to ask you about your career, because you are in this world of healthcare and health insurance. So I want to ask you, Doug, what is your official capacity by day, so to speak?
Yeah, I am an independent consultant, and one of my clients is called the Commonwealth Fund, which is a national foundation that tries to improve the healthcare system. And I would say for the nation, as well as Colorado, that this model is exciting a lot of interest, because it's showing that you can actually make the private market work with a lot of community input to increase transparency and accountability in the process, which have been lacking, especially in an area like this, where we are kind of a small fish in the pond, and how we've been able to get the attention of insurance companies and healthcare providers to do that.
Well, and going into this with the Southwest Health Alliance, you know, I was shocked to learn that Southwest Colorado, La Plata County, had the highest rates in the nation. That was just, and we all felt it in our pocketbooks.
Yeah, it's really shocking when you think about the fact that we are actually some of the healthiest people in the country, and maybe in the world, on par with like Switzerland, because we're so active. And yet the western slope of Colorado, outside of Grand Junction, we're all one big rating area for the insurance companies. And yes, our premiums are among the most expensive in the country, which means they're among the most expensive in the entire world, because the U.S. leads the world in that way.
Wow. I remember when I heard that stat, like I said, I was so surprised to learn that fact. Now, we have partnered not only with Peak, but Bright Insurance is the insurance carrier, as I understand, that has stepped up, answered the RFP, and said, we want to partner, we want to be part of Southwest Colorado. Tell me a little bit about them.
Yeah, so that's a neat thing that we do. Partnering with Peak Health Alliance, they are what's called a healthcare purchasing cooperative, which is a licensed entity under Colorado state law. And because we partner with them, they actually flip the arrangement that usually occurs in that we put out a request for proposals to insurance companies that said, we've negotiated some rates with healthcare providers, and now we want you to design an insurance product for us, for our area of Southwest Colorado, to meet the needs that we have laid out in that RFP. The carrier that we selected, as you mentioned, is called Bright Health. And the great news about that is they are a new carrier in the marketplace for Southwest Colorado. So we have increased market competition here. And the great thing about that is not only does Bright Health itself offer lower rates, but the competition has induced all of the carriers in the Southwest to lower their rates. So no matter who you purchase your insurance product from, you're going to get lower rates next year starting January 2021.
And the open enrollment starts in November, correct?
That's right. Starts November 1st here in Colorado, goes through January 15th. And that's the time of year when if you're buying insurance for yourself, you can either work with a broker or you can go directly onto the healthcare insurance marketplace for Colorado called Connect for Health Colorado. And these plans will be available to you, these Bright Health plans that are branded under the Southwest Health Alliance, you will find on that marketplace just for the residents of Southwest Colorado.
And along that line, I understand that there's different products available, and one of the things I coin, especially through COVID, the mental floss every day, and that is one of the nice parts about the Bright Insurance package, so to speak, that they do have a mental health, free mental health visits in there. So it's, to me, that's so encouraging because, you know, we do need stress relief, and sometimes it's just venting and getting it off our chest. So tell me a little bit about the product specifically.
That's one of the major selling points of this product that we thought was really important, that Peak, in our partnership with Peak, they had originally created this in Summit County, because we know that in Colorado, we have one of the highest suicide rates, and that's just indicative of mental health concerns and issues. And so it's not just the Southwest, but all of Colorado that really needs better access to mental health care so that we can get the, as you said, the help we need when we need it. There's no weakness in admitting you need help. So two things that we did. Number one, we lowered the deductible to zero for mental health benefits. It's before you have to pay the deductible, even no matter what your deductible is. Just like preventive care, you can go get a mammogram or a pap smear, you can go get a mental health visit for no copay. And it's also not limited in the number of visits you can have, which is a common feature of most insurance plans. You get maybe 10 visits. The second thing we did was, we are trying to work with the local providers here in the Southwest to encourage them to become a part of the network. And we're doing that by offering higher reimbursement rates than have traditionally been offered to mental health providers. So we're really hopeful that between the two of those things, it will be a great benefit for our community.
You know, that is so encouraging to hear. And then, as I understand it, also, there's different ways if you're a small business, and let's say, you know, you can afford $300, $400 towards insurance for your employees, and let's say you have four employees, this also is another opportunity, pre-tax dollars, that you can say to your employer, all right, we're going to put X number of dollars towards this insurance product, and then they can make up the difference.
Yeah, we're really excited about that as well, Jack. It's something called an individual coverage health reimbursement arrangement. And you might
that's what it's called.
Yeah, big mouthful.
What is that called again, Doug? Run that by me one more time.
So, individual coverage, health reimbursement arrangement, or they sometimes call it an ICHRA, which is a terrible acronym. But if you were offering your employees insurance prior to the Affordable Care Act, this operates in a very similar fashion. And what you can do, as you said, is put money in accounts for each of your employees that they can then use to go and buy individual health insurance plans. The real advantage of that is because Colorado created something called reinsurance for the individual market, that means your employees get a double savings, not only the savings that we're offering through the Southwest Health Alliance, but also the savings that the state is offering through the reinsurance program. And you can offer that in different ways to full-time employees and part-time employees. So a lot of different options for you.
Well, what I really like about that is that the employer, it seems like that $400 range was about what people said they could afford to help pay or offset the insurance costs of their employees. And what a great benefit now you can offer. And maybe it's only a couple hundred dollars, but still they can go on, have that option, and put that money towards the insurance and be covered. Now, along the plans too offered by Bright, I'm assuming they have the different deductibles, things of that nature, because I know for my wife and I'm covered through the chamber, but she has to go on the exchange. And, you know, you just keep raise that deductible to keep the cost down. Pretty soon you sit and hope that, you know, do I really need to go to the ER? Because I know I'm not going to hit that deductible. But how does that plan work? Are there different deductible rates and levels?
Yeah, we have, Bright will offer the full range of plans. So from the high deductible bronze plans that many people buy because that's the cheapest one, to the silver, which are kind of in the middle, and they offer some lower deductibles, all the way to the gold plans, which have all the way down to zero deductible. If you want to have no deductible, we made sure that Bright offers a plan that you can have first dollar coverage. Of course, you're going to pay higher in your premium. And so it's all within your preference for what you want to afford and what you think your cost will be based on how sick you are.
And along the same line, then also if I always tell people, I hate insurance just because, you know, I have it because I might need it, but then it always seems like when I do need it, like, well, wait a minute, how come I'm paying out of pocket so much? But having a broker that can help you navigate the different products and the different services, there are brokers that can help you with this.
Absolutely. We are meeting with brokers even right now this week to make sure that they're educated about these options. And we definitely don't want to do anything to take the brokers or the consultants out of their current roles. They will receive commissions through the purchases of these products. And so you should, if you're a small business, you should contact your broker now and ask them about the Bright plan through Southwest Health Alliance. If they need information, we can get that to them as well, because they are an important part of the equation in helping to educate people about their options.
Yeah, and I do know that right now as we're recording this, I know Jay Short Insurance is one of those brokers that is available. And again, you're working with others to, I'm going to quote unquote, doing the quotation, become certified, you know, to represent the Bright Insurance through the Southwest Health Alliance. We've got about a minute left. What have I forgotten to ask you?
I think what we're really excited about this whole thing is that we have put the community's voice back into this process of buying insurance. And we're hoping to do more as we go forward in the future to increase health literacy. Many people, I mean, myself included, I do this every day and I'm still learning things that I thought I knew and I didn't. It's like being a freshman in college, right? You think you know everything. Right. And when you get to be a senior, you realize how little you knew. And so we hope that you'll continue to support our efforts as we move forward and that you'll take a look at the offerings to make this a viable, sustainable enterprise for our community.
And one thing I'll point out, I know the Chamber of Commerce, we actually contributed $5,000 to the Southwest Health Alliance. And I know at one of our Eggs and Issues, Greg Bain from Bank of Colorado presented a check for $10,000. And again, that money is put towards offsetting costs and the time and that's invested that Monique has done. So if anybody is interested, you can still donate to the local First Foundation, I believe, and then it goes through the Southwest Health Alliance. So if you are a business, want to support, there are opportunities.
Absolutely. And we really appreciate the support that we've gotten from the local business community. Yeah.
Well, Doug, thank you so much for joining me. We got to send it back to the studios again. If you're interested in learning more, I'm just going to say Google Southwest Health Alliance. And thanks for all your hard work and expertise on the committee.
My pleasure. Thanks, Jack.
Thank you. We'll send it back to the studios. You've been listening to Chamber Chat, and have a great day.